Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward is 6:30 here on a Tuesday morning. 34 degrees with light rain. Local and federal investigators are updating their findings surrounding the helicopter crash that killed NBA legend Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and seven others.
L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva says the crash site is secure and the coroner's job of recovering bodies continues. And given the debris field,
it's a very difficult task. It's going to take a while, so be patient.
The NTSB is saying they've gotten preliminary information. Investigator Jennifer Homendy says the chopper pilot requested special air traffic control permission during less than ideal weather to fly at less than flight rule minimums.
Of 1,000-foot ceiling and 3 miles visibility.
The NTSB will also look at human and mechanical factors that may have contributed to this accident. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Authorities say part of Highway 54 in Pratt County remained closed yesterday afternoon because of a gas leak. An emergency management official said the 10-inch line carrying butane began leaking Sunday about 2 miles east of Cullison. That leak led to a shutdown of U.S. 54 and the railroad. In addition, 22 homes were evacuated, but residents have been allowed to return. The official did not say what caused the leak. It was unclear when the highway and railroad will reopen.
Wichita's new mayor is learning the ropes at City Hall with less than a month on the job. Brandon Whipple tells KNSS News there's a lot going on in Wichita right now.
I think that a lot of people are focused on downtown development, and that is a great opportunity for us. We also have to stabilize the economy. Spirit's doing me no favors right now. I know it's more Boeing's fault than Spirit's fault. But also, getting back to the core issues such as public safety and supporting our first responders.
Mayor Whipple commented during the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
Interest in growing industrial hemp as a commercial crop is up in Kansas, where regulators are reporting a 30% rise in licensing applications for the second year of the state's research program. The Salina Journal reports the Kansas Department of Agriculture received 276 grower applications for the 2020 season, up from just over 200 in the first year of a period devoted to researching production options. There were also 23 applications from seed distributors, 35 from processors, and 7 by Kansas State University.
A simple question leads to a drug bust in Louisiana.
A couple of guys outside of Planet Fitness in West Monroe must have thought they weren't on planet Earth when a fellow gym member asked them in the parking lot if he can borrow a gun. The reason, they told detectives, Landon Duke said he wanted to rob someone of enough money to leave town. The men made the wise decision of declining the request, then flagged down a police officer. Cops later spotted Duke at a nearby gas station and say they found methamphetamine wrapped in a $100 bill on him, though he had not committed a robbery. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
It'll be 2 months in jail for a Michigan priest who decided to use bubble wrap the wrong way.
The Reverend Brian Stanley entering a guilty plea to attempted false imprisonment. Back in 2013, the priest wrapped a young boy in bubble wrap, taped it up, and left him in a janitor's closet for an hour. He was supposed to be counseling this boy. Along with 60 days in jail, Stanley will have to register as a sex offender. Whether or not this crime was sexually motivated is unclear, but under a statute that doesn't matter, it's involving a minor. John Saucier, Fox News.
All right, let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. As the storm system continues to track from west to east, it's bringing us a mix of rain, sleet, and some snow today. It'll be breezy with a high 34. A chance of light snow will continue into the evening. Overnight, our low 27, and then cloudy on Wednesday with a high near 40. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, light rain. We have a northeast wind gusting to 25 miles per hour. 34 degrees with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, 6:33 on a Tuesday morning. Today is Tuesday, January 28th, 2020. On this date in 1960, the National Football League awarded franchises to Dallas and Minneapolis St. Paul.
Ted, what happened to that Dallas franchise? Didn't they start out as the Dallas Steers or something
Dallas
like that?
Dallas Texans.
Dallas Texans.
They weren't there very long.
They moved. Went to Kansas City.
Yeah, Mr. Hunt decided to move the franchise to Kansas City.
And now they are the Chiefs.
Yep.
Playing in the big game this week. For decades, the Montville High School athletic teams have competed as the Indians. This is in Connecticut. With the blessing of the Mohegans, a Native American tribe that traces its local history back centuries and today operates one of the world's biggest casinos. But last week, the Mohegan tribe announced that it no longer supports the use of Indian-related team names. The reversal has unsettled many in the Connecticut town, which has been immune to controversies stirred by Native American mascots elsewhere because of its close ties to the tribe. The tribe and they've all gotten along. Tribe and the school system have communicated over the years to ensure the name honors American Indians and is not used in a derogatory way. The mayor, Ronald McDaniel, said the school system will follow up with the tribe, but the name has never been a source of friction until now. Apparently somebody just decided that it's time to have that controversy here in Montville, Connecticut. All right. Of course, we've got a... Anybody ever brought up the fact that the Chiefs might be politically incorrect, Ted? I don't think I've ever heard anybody say that. They are playing this weekend.
You don't hear it very much, but gosh, they use the arrowhead and the... Of course, they used to have a mascot dressed up like an Indian in makeup running around and throwing a spear, and I think they've kind of done away with that.
What about, I was watching the game the other day on TV, or one of the games. Do they still have the young woman jump on the horse and ride around?
See, I don't know if they do that anymore either.
I don't think I've seen that.
I don't think that happens anymore either. I think that has gone away.
Yeah. What about?
They have some gorgeous blonde dressed in Indian makeup, jump on a horse. Yeah, I think they've done away with that.
Are they still doing the Conestoga down at OU?
Although it tipped over this season, and then they put it on the shelf again. So I don't know if they're going to keep doing that or not until they find a way to stop it from tipping over.
Well, this being the big game this week, I've collected a few fun facts about the Super Bowl. Talking about Super Bowl number one, you've mentioned this. You've talked a lot about this, the Memorial Coliseum in L.A. in 1967. We were talking about this yesterday. Of course, the Green Bay Packers and the Kansas City Chiefs. Final score?
35-10, Packers.
Who was the MVP of that game?
Was it Max McGee?
Nope.
Bart Starr.
Okay. And he passed just this last year, didn't he? He passed away.
Fairly recently, yes.
Yeah. And the Packers went on to win Super Bowl II the following year, defeating the Oakland Raiders by 33-14.
So, one of the ESPN channels reran Super Bowl I within the last year. I'd never sat down and watched the whole thing. It was interesting.
I bet it was.
It was really interesting to watch. Chiefs were right in that game into the third quarter, and then they made that one interception, and then Green Bay just kind of pounced and took it all in the momentum in the second half.
Of course, those Green Bay teams were coached by Vince Lombardi, who had been before he became the Green Bay coach, he was assistant coach. Did he coach at Army, Lombardi, maybe?
Yeah, and then, he was with the New York Giants during their
stalwart
years
in the late
50s,
the heyday. And then coaching for the Chiefs was Hank Stram, right?
Yeah, another legend.
He coached the Chiefs for many, many years. So anyway, that was number one. That was in 1967. We're going to have some more fun facts about the big game here with Steve and Ted as we go through the week, preparing for the big game on Sunday. It's coming up on 6:38 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for our commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Well, with the coronavirus concern and uncertainty hanging over the livestock futures markets yesterday, they were pressured to the downside. Cattle and lean hog futures closed with triple-digit losses. We saw limit down closes occur in the February and April live cattle, of March and April feeder cattle, along with the April lean hog futures yesterday. Cash cattle trade in our five area feed yards was over 86,000 head of cattle at mostly steady money to the previous week, and Friday at 2 o'clock this week is a semi-annual cattle inventory report. At the close yesterday, Feb cattle down $2.60 at $122.25, March feeders down the $4.50 limit at $135.17, and April lean hogs down the $3 limit at $70.45. Now, trading and closes were mostly negative for the grains and the soybeans, like most all the commodity futures yesterday, due to the coronavirus situation. The latest we have heard out of China is 4,577 cases of the virus and 106 deaths. This caused trading overnight in the grains to be negative once again and in sizable trading volume due to the concerns over a possible decline in Southeast Asia demand. At the moment, March KC wheat 4 cents lower at 482.5. March corn down a penny and a quarter, 379.25. March soybeans trading 5.75 lower at 891.5. March crude oil 19 cents higher at 53.33. February gold down $4.60 at 1572.80. The March S&P 20.75 higher at 3260.25. March dollar index up 13 cents at 97.89. And March Dow Jones futures up 141 points at 28,622. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
So the virus scare is not over yet. I know there are some travel restrictions going into effect, things like that. But here in the U.S., the health officials yesterday were saying, you know, this is not a big threat yet. Yeah, it may become, but it's right now they're kind of downplaying a threat here in the U.S. But it's having some impact on the markets, isn't it?
Yes, it is, because it is a big threat over there, especially in China. And whether they're getting it under control or not looks like still a big question mark. And that's what's hurting our markets as much as anything. And, you know, when you look at it, some people are trying to compare it to what we saw back, I think it was in 2002, when SARS was a big problem. And it's a whole different situation, because back then China was not the big economic power they are today. They were not the big partner in trading today, back then, as they are today. And our markets trade so much different than what they did back there 18 years ago. So it's a whole different situation this time around.
All right. Well, there seems to be a lot of fear of it. You mentioned that the stock futures are looking pretty good this morning for the Dow anyway, huh?
Yes, it looks like they're showing nice recovery. The S&P's up this morning. So that's good to see that taking place, because yesterday, I think at one time, we dipped 550 points.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what about the weather in Augusta? You're in Butler County, and we like to keep track of what's going on to the east of here. Anything going on right now? We're getting a little light rain in Wichita.
I don't see nothing coming down right at the moment here, but boy, it sounds like out west, I've seen anywhere from 1.5 to 5.5 inches of snow.
Yeah, and from the radar, just a quick look at the KNSS Weather Center radar, Wichita, and you've got basically not much going on in Butler County, a little bit north of Wichita right now, but to the south, way down toward Medicine Lodge, not much happening on the radar. There's a big system, though, back of that coming our way. So we'll keep an eye on the situation right now, but so far, so good.
Give it time, we'll see it.
I'm sorry?
I said give it time, and we will see the weather.
That's the forecast. It sure is. Thank you, sir. 641 now, Steve and Ted. When should you surrender an old life insurance policy? Don Grant, CFP.
Oh, okay. I thought you were waiting for me to answer.
No, Don Grant's going to answer.
Don Grant will handle
Don
that.
Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.